I'm so excited to plan everything for this wedding. Oh, best day of my life. I can just feel it. Speaking of feeling, oh man, I hope I just fit into my dress. I mean, I'm gonna end up having quite a bump by then. But you know how it is when you're pregnant at your wedding. Especially with another guy's kid. Oh, I'm sure it won't be too embarrassing for you. But I did have some interesting ideas for the wedding that I wanted to run by you. I mean, you don't really have a choice. I am the bride after all. But I thought I would give you a little peek into what might be happening on that day. For starters, I am going to be so big. Ugh. But I'm hoping I fit nicely into my dress. It's something nice and snug, because I really want everyone to see my big baby bump. After all, it's something to be proud of, being filled up by that hot black stud. I want everyone to know. I was thinking of putting it on our invitations, you know, just so everyone knows exactly what's going on. Then when they come to the wedding, they won't be surprised. They can all feel my stomach and see the man who did it all. Of course he's going to be coming to the wedding. I was thinking he could be your best man. You know, the father of my child really should be up at the altar with us. I don't even think that's really a question. Anyway, so I was thinking on the invitations, we'll put my name, your name, and then his name. And underneath, in really nice font, we'll explain exactly what he did to me when he, you know, filled me up that night. Oh, it'll be great, sweetie. Don't worry about it. I'm sure your family will understand. And they can read all about the entire story of how he impregnated me, all while you sat on the sidelines and watched. Oh, but don't worry. If they don't read the whole thing, I'll make sure I put it in my speech at the wedding. All I have to do is go up there, maybe make a nice slideshow of the pictures we took last night. Oh, honey, I want everyone to know exactly how it happened. Especially that picture of you sitting in the chair next to the bed, watching him mount me. Oh, and the cum shot. Oh, such a beautiful picture. And it does explain a lot. That nice big creamy load. Of course I was gonna end up pregnant with that. Oh, it'll be great. I'll put together a whole slideshow. Some nice sexy music to go along with it. And I'll tell the entire wedding the whole beautiful dirty story. Oh, that is just gonna be the best part. Don't you just love slideshows at weddings? So sweet and fun. Now, for your tux, I was thinking something a little more simple. After all, my lover really needs to stand out. He's gonna be wearing the full white tux, white bow tie, even a top hat. Well, everyone should know that he's the most important person there besides me. After all, he did give me the most beautiful baby that will ever grace this earth. And he has to look nice and sharp when he makes his speech, too. Well, of course he's gonna make his speech, silly. Well, he has to tell the story himself. People need to hear it from his perspective. And he might have some other stories to tell, too. Like that time at the beach that he fucked me on the sand. Oh, you weren't there for that one. Oh, but it was magical. Although, every night with that big, black, thick cock inside me is magical. Oh, but of course, the night he impregnated me was just special. For all of us, really. I mean, your pregnant wife at your wedding, don't you want her lover to be a big part of that? Of course you do, honey. I know you do. Oh. Now at the ceremony. Have you written your vows yet? Because you probably don't really need to. I was thinking maybe he could read some instead. Well, he can talk all about the night he impregnated me. And, of course, talk about our future. The most important part of a marriage is the future, after all. So, I was thinking maybe he could talk a lot about the future of our marriage where you raise his son. Don't you think that would be interesting? I think everyone would love that, especially your parents. They'll just have to sit there and listen to him talk all about his nice little bastard baby that you get to raise and support for the rest of our lives together. Oh, so much fun. And for my vows, well, I've already almost finished them. They're all about how I'm going to love being a beautiful cuck wife for you. Oh, making you watch me get plowed and fucked hard every single night by a nice big black stud. Well, of course, every night, silly. And don't you want everyone to know what our marriage is going to be like? I mean, that is the point of a wedding, right? Celebrating the relationship and telling everyone how much we look forward to it. I know I look forward to getting plowed every night by another man while you watch. Don't you look forward to it, sweetie? Of course you do. So I've almost finished them, but I don't want to spoil the surprise too much, so you'll just have to be standing up at the altar when you hear all the dirty details of what I have planned for us in the future. Now for the seating plan. Well, I want your parents to be right up front so they can see everything that happens. I mean, we're going to be sitting at our sweetheart table, and of course, your best man will have to be up there with us. He can sit next to me, though, so that, well, you know, we can fool around a little under the table. I've set up the whole seating chart perfectly so everyone has an exceptional view of us. And I made sure that the tablecloth is nice and short on our table so that I can spread my legs and he can slip his hand up my dress. And everyone will get a perfect view. Oh, well, of course I plan on playing with him at our wedding, silly. It's a celebration, isn't it? And it definitely wouldn't be a celebration without his hands all over my body. And how will everyone know what's going on if I don't show it off? Oh, plus, I made sure our table was nice and close to the closet where everyone's coats are kept. Oh, so me and him can sneak off for a little bit. Oh, every hour or so, probably. Well, what do you expect, sweetie? I mean, I am pregnant with his child. I can't drink champagne or do too much dancing. So I have to have fun somehow. And don't worry, no one will be too embarrassed. Like I said, with the vows and the invitations, everyone will get plenty of notice what a good cuck husband you are. No one should be surprised. Oh, I plan on having so much fun that night. me and him are going to play footsies under the table. And, well, you know my dress is nice and short, so he can slip his hands right up my thighs. I can even spread my legs and let him finger me under the table while you sit next to me. Oh, and while you give your toast, he's definitely gonna be licking my pussy. Oh, I hope my belly doesn't get too much in the way. Oh, it's a good thing I'm already pregnant. But wouldn't it be so romantic if he could impregnate me on our wedding night? I mean, that is just a classic, isn't it? Oh, it would be so beautiful. But carrying his baby on our wedding day is still the best gift I could ask for. Oh, now don't you be shy, sweetie. You know I love you. But being pregnant with another man's baby at our wedding, I mean, come on. Isn't it just delicious? Oh, there's nothing you could have done about it anyway. You know this is just the life that we're gonna have. You knew it right away as soon as you saw him plowing me. I need him to satisfy me. Oh, to fill me up. To make me scream and moan. And of course, to fill this belly. Oh, but we're gonna have such a great marriage. Every night together, you sitting on the side of the bed, watching his nice big black dick slide into me. Watch him fuck me harder and harder and harder and harder. Every single thrust. Oh, you know, such an important part of our marriage should really be included in the wedding. I think we should have a nice fuck session right on our sweetheart table. Oh, yeah, he can lift up my beautiful white wedding dress over my ass, bend me over the table, or maybe have me on my hands and knees on top of the table, since my belly will definitely get in the way. Oh, then he can eat my ass a little while everyone watches. Oh, it'll be like the entertainment for the evening. And of course, you'll be standing in front of me with your cock out jerking off like you always do. You know, we shouldn't hide our relationship from people. You really need to get that cock out and jerk off while he fucks me. Everyone needs to know. I'm sure your parents will be fine with it. I mean, they want your new wife to be satisfied, don't they? And if you happen to be a little humiliated, well, that's just something you're going to have to get used to, isn't it? Everyone will already know that I'm a nice, big, black cock slut. Your new, pretty little wife, bent over your wedding table, a nice, fat, thick cock shoved so deep in her little pussy. You know they'll love it. Oh, and don't worry, baby. Of course you'll be a part of the little ceremony. It'll be our own special little thing. You can stand in front of me, jerk that little white cock, while I get plowed. If you want to come, I suppose you can. But you know my pussy is saved for him. He'll come nice and deep and grunt so fucking loud so everyone knows he's filling me up again. If it's possible to get pregnant while you're pregnant, he could fucking do it. Oh, and we'll make sure we get the photographer to take some nice pictures too. Maybe even a video. I will definitely call the videographer in the morning. Don't let me forget. I'm not going to want to miss this part of our wedding. We can watch it over and over and over, even every night after the wedding. Oh, and finally, when he comes inside me, we have to make sure we get a good shot of his cum dripping out of my used up, stretched pussy. Oh, it'll be fucking perfect. Now, this is a wedding that no one will ever forget. So I was thinking something else that I wanted to mention. I don't really want to throw a bouquet. It's just too traditional, and you know me. I'm far from a traditional bride. So I was thinking to celebrate the amazing marriage we're gonna have, me being your little big black cock slut for all the other boys, and you being my good little cuck husband, I was thinking instead I would throw a box of condoms. It would symbolize the fact that I'm never gonna be using condoms with any of these guys again. Not that I have in the past, but you know how it is. Tradition, symbolism, it's all about the wedding, right? Oh, and everyone needs to know. I mean, I can't have anyone thinking that I'm making these guys wrap up. God, can you imagine how embarrassing that would be? When you have a nice black cock inside you, you need to feel skin to skin. You can keep wearing condoms if we have sex at all. But other than that, I'm trying to think of some more traditions that we can just make a little more fun, you know? Like the first dance. I mean, first dances are fine for normal people, but we don't dance. And I was thinking something a little bit more interesting, like a first blowjob as a married woman. There's something way hotter about me blowing a nice big cock in front of everybody as a married woman. Especially married and pregnant. Oh, no, sweetie, I'm not gonna suck your cock. That is way too traditional. Besides, how will everyone know that I'm a little slut for a nice big black dick if I'm sucking your little white one? We need to be more clear. So I was thinking, we have a lineup of maybe 10 or 12 black guys. I'm talking big, buff studs with at least 8 or 9 inches tucked away. They can all line up on the dance floor while I sit in my chair. And then each and every one of them can whip their cocks out, and I can suck them all off to completion while they come all over these tits. Isn't that a great idea? I think that will definitely get the point across to everyone. Oh, and we can have some music playing. Of course, it is a wedding after all. This is just going to be fantastic. And I definitely think we should kind of play some almost baby shower games, you know? Like, everyone can chime in and guess how big the guy's cock was when he impregnated me. That's an excellent game. And we can line up all of the black guys that fuck me regularly, and everyone can pick out who they think the father is. Oh my gosh, it'll be so much fun. And of course everyone can guess how big the baby's gonna be, and maybe what position we were in when we conceived it. And they can all guess where you were when it happened. Oh, it'll just be so much fun. Weddings are the best, and I can't wait to marry you. And of course, I can't wait for the wedding night. I have the perfect lingerie planned out, with a pair of crotchless panties, because you know I'm not going to want to have anything in the way. In fact, I might just go fully nude. I mean, my men are going to be throwing me around a bit, And those big cocks are going to make me so sore. But our honeymoon suite is so beautiful. There's a nice comfy chair at the end of the bed. You can sit there and stroke your cock while you watch all of them fuck me at the same time. We should definitely include that in the wedding video. Oh, sweetie, this is going to be amazing. I'm so excited for our wedding. And of course, for my beautiful little black baby.